Harry and Tommy are about to pick up your arvo with stacks of fun. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Thursday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
Clap him in.
It's unbelievable. It really is quite remarkable.
Jesse, I am with you. It is absolutely unbelievable.
Every day I think, how could it get any better?
Okay, so
we organised a time to meet today, to have our meeting
and to get together. And like every single week, you are late. You have zero respect for a time that we've agreed to meet and everybody else's time. And then you're late. But because you're 5 minutes earlier than when we thought you were going to be late, everyone was so delighted to see you. Sonda was like, oh, you're early. I'm like, he's not. He's 25 minutes late. She's like, I know, but I thought he'd be half an hour late.
Because enough about Jesse. Let's focus on me and you. Okay?
That's what happened. That's how you walk through life. People just, they just part the seas and clap you in even when you're a complete turd.
Thank you. Thank you. Guys, I wasn't planning on making a speech,
patriarchy.
But thank you.
Hey, don't.
I'm not the face of the patriarchy.
No, we know.
No, I wouldn't turn up to the meetings on time. Guys, the patriarchy meetings are happening. Guys, I'm so sorry I'm late.
You need a woman to organise it for you.
Yeah, I do, actually. Sonda told me the meeting was at a different time. Sorry, guys. Are we still in charge? Okay.
How do you get to be in charge?
I'm not in charge of anything in my life.
When you can't do anything.
But do you really think I'm in charge of anything in my life?
No, we know you're not. Addie's shaking her head. Addie knows you're not, too.
No.
Who's the best, men or women? Oh, she's pointing at you. She pointed at Tommy. Seriously. She's sitting on my lap and she points at him.
Yeah, come on, Addie. We got him.
Okay,
we got him.
Let's keep this show on track.
Yeah. Oh, so much to come, including, well, I'm going to try and make this my final flying update of the week because I just need a bit of help. I got my exam on Saturday and it's just one final last gasp of asking the people, please get me over the line. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I have the theory part of my pilot exam on Saturday.
You've been studying like a madman. I'm very, very proud.
And because you know how well it's going. I downloaded and paid for, by the way, a bunch of practice exams. And then I logged on and I'm like, these exams aren't, well, this is not what I was expecting. Have I studied the wrong thing? And then I looked more closely and I had downloaded the and paid for the wrong set of exams for a completely different license type.
What license type were you doing your exams for?
I was going for my chopper in those exams.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. Got back in there, paid for and downloaded another set of practice exams. And
heavy vehicles.
Yeah. I'm going to get my jet ski license by the end of the weekend. And I've got some, I know this isn't going to be interesting for the majority of listeners, so I'm going to really focus in on one group. And that is people who have done your PPL aeroplane.
You're going to start this chat again.
Exam.
PPL, no one knows what that means.
Your private pilot's license for an aeroplane, not a chopper, I've been fooled before. Give us a call, 131060. I've got some specific questions that I need to know.
What about for the 99.9% of the people that have never done their PPL and don't care
because
about PPL?
Listen how interesting this stuff is, right? There's three different types of loading charts. There's
this is a crash going on in the background here.
Addie's here. She's trying to help me out with my study. And Evie's just rocked up.
This is good. It's a family affair today. Anyway, Come in, everybody.
Hey, dude.
Oh, no. Oh, anyway. Addie's excited that Evie's here. No one cares about your PPL, mate.
Hey, are you excited about my pilot's license, dude?
Evie, hi.
Okay, maybe not.
Okay, anyway. You want people done their exam?
Yeah, because I've got some specific questions. There are different types of load sheets and one is heaps harder than the other. So I don't know if I need to study for all of them or I can just study for the Bravo load sheet, right? So if they can give me a call.
It's real low for our radio.
No, I need
it. Can't you just ask your bloody instructor?
He did it so long ago.
For the Bravo load sheet.
Yeah, no, I reckon this is good. Don't you find that interesting?
Not at all. What I find interesting is can people also call up 131060? I want to know whether people think you're going to pass or fail. So you've got to get 70% to pass, yeah? I'm going to start a little book here.
Yeah.
Think of me as a bookie.
We're doing a sweep.
You're going to do a sweep and see what people think. Percentage is Tommy going to get on his exam on Saturday? And there's a prize for the closest.
What do we win?
I'll call you back next week.
Can I go out and call in and have a guess?
What you're going to get?
Yeah.
What do you think you're going to get?
I reckon I'm going to get 72%.
Oh, so you're going to pass. You think you're going to pass.
Yeah, because I'm a big occasion player. And even though I beat my last practice exam, I got 54%, I got bored and rushed through it.
Yeah, I think you're going to be getting the low 70s as too. I would have said 72 or 3.
I mean, I was expecting more support from you, but that's fine. No, I also need to know if those takeoff and landing charts that we learnt, am I going to need those in the exam? So
131060, if you've got details on the Bravo load sheet, give us a call.
Yes, takeoff and landing charts, and would they be necessary?
Will Tommy pass or fail on Saturday? 131060, call us.
Take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon, and on 131060, if you can help Tommy get his PPL license, his heavy driver's license, his boat license, anything.
His Bravo spreadsheet or something, wouldn't
it? No, I just have very specific questions about my my plane license.
But what's the
Not
thing
that
called?
One, bro. Don't give me that one. Give me the cool one. There we go.
What's the thing you're after, your Bravo?
I want to know about different types of load sheets.
Load sheets.
Yeah, I want to know about takeoff and landing charts.
And I just want to know if people think you're going to pass or fail.
Yeah, but that's
I'd like
not
percentages because you've got to get 73% to pass. I'm
73.
Sorry, 70, and I'm saying 73 is what you're going to get.
69.
Jesse, 69.
No, not just our favourite numbers. What do you think? How much are you giving to
if
the
you
winner?
Got 69, wouldn't it?
No.
Neither thing he's successful at.
I'm not participating in your immature. Maybe I'm very successful at it. G'day, Connor.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. Connor, please tell me you're ringing in with advice.
Yeah, mate, I've got a few tips and tricks for you. I've done
okay.
An exam.
Tell me about the load sheets. Do I need to know all the different types?
Yeah, mate, you need to know all three and you'll get at least two of them in the exam.
Damn it. What about what about the takeoff and landing?
You'll get one of them in the exam, and it's also you get a few nav questions that you definitely want to know how to use your whiz wheel for.
Yes, I can do that. I learned to do that the other day. I can do that.
Were you asking whether you're going to get asked about taking
off? That's the go, mate. You want to know them.
What about the track? So I know how to do the track error and that closing angle. Do I need that
guys,
as well?
I mean, no one cares about the track error.
But I reckon you'll smash it, mate. You'll do it easy.
Connor, you're a good man.
Connor,
thank
what percentage did you get? What did you get when you passed 2 years ago, Connor?
Oh, I got him, mate. I got 82 and I've got him back to get the same as me. So I reckon he'll be all right.
82,
oh, Connor. Hey, Connor, do you find out straight away?
Yeah, mate. As soon as you push the button, it's the scariest thing you'll do.
Oh, can you film it? I want to see your face.
Oh, it's brutal. It's brutal,
does it go bump, bump?
Is it on a machine thing? Is it on a screen?
Yeah, you do it on a computer. Yeah.
God, I know nothing about this. I thought it was on paper.
Mate.
Okay.
Not
so, Connor.
As well, I reckon take it easy, relax, get the mind right, and have a few beers.
Good man. Good man, Connor. You are great mind, Connor.
Get drunk and
then go in, relax.
Yeah.
Hey, Connor, one more question while we go. Yeah. Can you push the button for your answer and then can you come back to it and change it later?
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
oh, thank
you can
God.
Go back and change
okay.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Thanks, Connor. Really appreciate
it. Stressing
me out. Good on you.
Madeline, have you got some tips for Tommy?
I've got none.
Yeah, great. Good.
But Madeline, what about with high and low pressure systems? Are they going to be included in there?
Maybe Madeline knows about the whiz wheel.
The Coriolis effect.
I've got no idea. I just don't think you're going to do very well.
Thank you.
What percentage, Maddie?
I think you'll pass, but you won't do well. Maybe 67.
Well, that's a fail.
That's a fail.
He's got to get over 70, Madeline. So you think he's only going to get
71.
60. Okay, 71. Oh, she's got you passing, though.
Yeah,
just not well.
That's
hey,
fine.
Hey, one Please last question for you, Maddie. Would you go in a plane with Tommy?
Not at this stage.
No, yeah, good.
What about if I pass?
Maybe.
Okay, good. Thanks. I mean, I don't know why I'm thanking you.
Thanks for the positive encouragement.
Yes.
Lockie, you got more aviation chat to have?
Yep, I'm doing my CPL at the moment.
Oh,
not your
damn.
PPL.
The CPL.
Lockie, what do I need to really focus on? Density, heights and stuff, are they going to be in there a lot?
Yeah, you'll get one pressure, one density. And yeah, you need to be careful with your Bravo because it's in pounds. It's probably going to ask for the answer in kilos.
Oh, so convert it all. Do you convert it all first or at the end?
At the end. And leave decimals all the way to the end.
Oh, don't round as you go.
No, don't round as you go. That's the number one mistake.
Walkie, that is
a
good
tip. Don't round as you
go. Yeah, something about it's in British pounds, not American dollars.
Good for travelling.
Walkie, that is a good tip. Thank you, brother.
Is PPL, PPE, whatever I'm wearing.
Protective.
Yeah, you need that too.
Lockie, do you have a percentage for what you think I'm going to get?
Look, if you're doing pilot practice exams, probably 80.
Yes!
But he's been failing the practice exams, Lockie.
Yeah, I have.
Nah, you can't fail them. You have to pass them, and then you book it.
He's failing them. He's already booked it.
Okay.
No, good on you.
Good on you. Sorry, Lockie. I'm not playing by the rules.
You
get ready, because there's going to be a new Maverick in the air, right?
Are you going to do one more practice exam before Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to try and do three more. My attitude is I'm smashing through them because I get bored during
Because that do one properly where you don't smash through it. You give yourself the full amount of time and you do it properly.
I can't promise that.
You know how you've done a couple of solo flights? If you fail really badly, will they stop you from doing that?
Nah, bro.
Oh,
I don't
know.
I don't know anything.
Yeah, we can hear that. Brad, finally, what percentage is he going to pass or fail by?
I reckon we'll get 83%.
Brad, you're the best. You're the best.
Brad, mate, I've been in the aviation industry for 20 years. I'm cabin crew. Mate, the exams, read the questions either side. I'll give you the answer to the question before. And if it's all of the above, to go all of the above.
Great. Hang on, what was the first bit? I got the all of the above. What was the other bit?
Read the questions either side of the one that you don't know you're stuck on. Move down a couple and go back to it. Put a little mark, go back to it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they'll give you the answer when they step through.
Good on you, Brad.
Oh, aren't you lovely,
mate, you're,
Brad?
You're
You'd be
good
a calm sound in the air, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I hope you win the sweet, Brad. Good stuff.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Cheers. See, that is the politeness of two people in aviation just chatting to each other.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. You can pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse.
What do you reckon Eminem would want you to get him for Christmas?
Ooh.
If he was picking a SW23.
No, I would have thought
by
the
Shane Warne.
Victoria Bitter Thirst bottle.
I reckon he'd surprise you. I reckon he'd like a bit of Jimmy Choo.
Jimmy over here and give me some Jimmy.
Jimmy Choo Blossom.
Hey, if you can like find something. We're still going on M&M.
No, I was just saying he'd want something for a bargain. Yes. Jimmy Choo Blossom, 40 mil, $39.99.
Not bad at all. And if you can find it cheaper elsewhere, Chemist Warehouse will beat it by 10% because this is so exciting. I mean, we just mentioned superheroes in that M&M song and we have one joining the show. Next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon. And coming up very soon, we're going to be door dashing some cash.
Now, guys, there's been a bit of controversy surrounding the show, and I don't want to bring you all in on it, but I just couldn't deal with the heat by myself.
Controversy?
Yes.
We've had a great week, though.
Yeah, we have. We have, because...
Who hasn't?
The newest member of the team. Batman, do you want to say hello?
I'm Batman.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you think Batman goes around, I should ask him, goes around having to always tell people his name? Shouldn't you just be able to just be and say hi?
People know Batman.
Yeah.
And they see the bat symbol.
Yeah, so you don't need to say I'm Batman.
No.
No.
It's tough, isn't it, Jesse?
It's real hard.
It's real tough hitting that music. So, Batman, you joined the show earlier in the week, and it was so lovely. Firstly, thank you for answering questions from the callers and listeners.
Happy to.
I love to talk. I mean, I've never seen a Batman movie. I've never seen anything you've done.
Whoa.
And yet I love talking to you.
Oh, thank you. You're my favorite radio duo.
Oh, that's great. I thought you were going to go. Who's second?
Tom and Ali.
You're a real company man, Batman. And I give you that. But Batman, I've had a bit of an issue because firstly, We loved having you on the show. But a few people have been coming up to me in the street, a couple around the water cooler, and they've been saying, yo, you got to stop telling that guy to stop him pretending he's Batman. And I said, what? That's Batman. Yeah, sorry.
Where are they?
Yeah, I don't know. But they were in the street and around the water cooler.
What, they don't believe it's Batman?
No, and they said that they know the real Batman, and Batman is pissed off that this
that going around saying
he's Batman. Do you have anything to say to the haters and the fakers and the homeboys?
Bring on these imposters. Well, I'm going to fight these crimes.
What about if we don't fight them, but we see if they sound more like Batman than you?
And then fight.
Yeah, and then we fight them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can make it a listener event and sell tickets. It's not a bad way to end the year, actually. It's actually a pretty good idea. Are you going to have to fight? Are you going to fight Batwoman?
No, I don't want to fight the patriarchy.
The matriarchy?
That too.
Is there a Batwoman?
There is a Batgirl.
Batgirl.
You Batgirl. That's Batgirl. Good. Wipe a few years off. That's pretty good.
Oh.
Too far.
What happens in Batman? Like, what's the general thing?
No, we're not doing...
But is Batman good or bad?
We're not doing... He's good.
Is he?
We're not... aren't you, bro?
I'm a vigilante.
Yeah.
So he fights the baddies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's not do what happens.
But well, I know Superman, Clark Kent, but I don't know much about Batman.
Yeah. Do you like Superman?
No.
Why?
He isn't cool.
Yeah, there you go. Give us a call. 1310.
He isn't cool.
1310 60. Why did you ask me what he said, not him? Anyway, 1310 60. Give us a call. Are you Batman? Because there's been a lot of people saying that they know Batman and they are Batman. And if you think you're Batman, you can speak to our Batman live on air, and I can't see it going badly. Give us a call. Batman's out there.
1310 60.
Batley. Good.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, but just not just us guys.
No. Who else is here? You can identify yourself.
I'm Batman.
There you go. Now, just bang on again with that music, Jess. Perfect. Now, there has been a bit of controversy. Batman, for our listeners, you would know Batman joined the show earlier in the week, and he came on a couple of times. The first time was to play Same Same But Spoken, which he was fantastic in.
Same Same But Batman.
Same Same But, sorry, I'm so sorry, Batman. Jesse Perfect again. But then the second time was to answer questions from our listeners, and that is when I got a bit of body blowback. Wouldn't you know it? People started stopping me in the alleys, and they said, "Hey, Tommy, mate, love the show. Big fan, big time fan. But one issue is I don't think that's Batman because I know Batman and he doesn't sound
so
like
are we
that.
Speaking to a fake?
So I'm not sure. I think we've got the real Batman, but we have been flooded with calls of other Batman 1, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Wow, that's
oh my God, that's very good.
Batman 1, do you have any questions for
real Batman?
Yeah, good work. For real Batman.
Why so serious? Oh, so cliche. What's your name, Batman 1? My name is Batman. You know who I am. Could maybe cut away with a trick question.
Do you have any more questions before Batman 1?
Where do you live, Batman 1? I live in a cave. What about you? I live in a mansion that has a cave.
Are you guys flirting?
I'm definitely not serious.
Are we going to have some bat babies coming up?
Batman, I live in the shadows.
Okay. He lives in the shadows. Where do you live?
Sounds like a tiny place.
I mean, Batman 1 was pretty good.
What do you mean? That's how Batman. What do you mean?
What?
I know, but
Batman 1
was pretty good. He was real good.
4 out of 10.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why we gave you the scoring card. I regret doing that, but. We did
Who have we got next?
Is this another Batman? I'm not sure. I can't see.
Who? Speak, Batman. Batman 2.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Is that Batman?
No, I'm the Fat Man.
What have you been up to, Fat Man?
I want to know why this COVID-ridden asymmetric Batman's not in Daniel Andrews' hotel quarantine full time.
Because I'm double vaxxed.
Okay. Good stuff. We got weirdly political for a Batman segment.
But that was Fat Man.
Yes, yeah. That was Fat Man.
Yeah.
Batman Scoop.
Batman 2, hello.
Hello, I am Batman 2.
Oh, Batman as well. Do you have any questions for Batman 2, Batman?
Who is the deadliest villain you've faced?
Batman.
That's what I thought.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's great. Should we go?
No, I want to talk to Batman 2 a bit more. Yeah, Batman 2 is making me laugh. What are you doing this weekend, Batman 2?
I'm going to my mum's.
I'm going to my mum's.
Where does your mum live?
Isn't your mum tragically passed away, Batman?
Well, yes, the real Batman, not this imposter.
Okay, well, there we go. We found that.
Oh, I enjoyed Batman too a lot. Now we've got Nick. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Good.
Are you Batman?
No, I'm not Batman. I reckon you've all been swindled. I reckon what you've got there is the cookie monster.
Gary and Tommy.
Yes, and it is, and there is still plenty more to come this afternoon. But guys, right now we are DoorDashing.
Oh,
man,
DoorDash. The news that Victorians wanted to hear this afternoon. They're free as of midnight. They can go partying in the clubs.
Oh, so we're going to DoorDash some party people.
We should DoorDash some party people because I think the whole country now can party in the clubs, can't they? Anyone that can't? I don't think so.
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Timmy Trumpet.
thank you. This is Vitas with Timmy Trumpet. This is Vitas singing at the moment.
You love a bit of this later.
Yeah, this is Germany's finest, and he's wearing picture of the spandex suit.
Yep.
And he's wearing a little space helmet, and he's just about to go off his little rocker cranket jazz.
It'd be more my party people style. Okay. If I was going to rock out to something, this would be more my jam. Party
people! Oh, yeah, fun. Yeah, fun.
This is earlier in the night.
Yeah, it's all fun.
There it is.
Yeah, no, keep going. There it is. Hang on. Hey, wait, count me in. Here we go.
Tag team back again.
So if people need some cash.
Shaka-laka, shaka-laka. Ooh.
Okay. So if people need some cash to get their party going for the weekend, we're going to help them out. Just call us now. 131060. We're going to DoorDash you the party supplies you need to get you going.
We DoorDash everything to have our life in order. Download the DoorDash app now. 131060 is the number.
This is a party good song too.
Yeah.
A party good song.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your drive home, and we DoorDash everything to have our life in order. Download the app now and get 50% off your first two orders for first time users.
Now we're DoorDashing party people today because the nation is open for partying. Yes. But normally in this segment, you get given an amount of money and you've got to decide who's getting the money for what.
Yeah.
It gets quite brutal at times.
Yeah.
How are you going to divvy up the money to the party people?
It's based on vibe.
Vibe?
Yeah.
How's your vibe, Trish?
My vibe is awesome. My son turns 18 tomorrow, actually, so I am super pumped.
Trish,
amazing.
Trish, that's lovely. I don't care about your son. Are you going to party?
Oh, my God, yes. He's turning 18. So I have two now that are over 18. I'm so stoked because I can outdrink them under the table any day
of
the week.
That's good. What are you drinking, Trish?
Vodka, lime and sodas.
Mm-hmm. Any fire trucks in there? Any vodka raspberry?
Well, yeah, you can throw a few of them in at the start of the night to get the night revved up and get you really hypo.
$100 is yours, Trish. Good on you.
Oh, legend. Thank you so much.
No worries. Have fun. Ooh, happy birthday to
Zarisha, how are you going?
Hello. I'm good. How are you guys?
Wow. Zarisha, you're fun.
Oh, I can't hear you. Hello.
She's playing it cool.
Yeah, I know. Zarisha, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Let's go to the next one.
Zarisha wants to go out and party with the girls.
Yeah. But we couldn't chat to her. We tried.
No.
G'day, Heather.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. What are you going to do for partying this weekend? What do you need the cash for?
Well, my partner and I are actually staying in the city for the weekend. So hopefully going out and having some cocktails, going out to the bar, that sort of thing.
Let's chat to Sophie.
Why don't you think you don't like the cut of Heather's
what?
Jibe?
I said party people, where we are. Me and my husband are going out to dinner.
Well, maybe they're partiers together. Let's go back to Heather.
Heather, I'm sorry for cutting you off. It was rude of me. Talk me through your night. How wild is it going to get?
Well, we are staying at Friday night, Saturday night and Sunday night. So it could get pretty wild. I'm thinking we'll probably hit a club on Saturday night, which will be nice. As I said, we missed our 1-year anniversary. So it's sort of like an in replacement of that.
Oh.
Let's go to Zarisha. She's back, apparently. G'day, Zarisha.
Hello. How you going?
Have we got you now?
You've got me now, finally.
Talk us through your hopes and dreams for the weekend.
Oh, I'm just waiting to go out to have a dance with my girlfriend. That's all it is. We are dying to dance. So we just want to have a boogie, have a few cocktails, and enjoy ourselves.
That's fun. Talk us through your first drink and your last drink of the night. What are you going to have?
Oh, the first drink would be a Sambuca shot, and then we'll do a martini, a porn star martini.
Zarisha, have $900. That's yours. Sorry, Heather.
Don't give Heather something now.
Okay. Heather, are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations. You have got a shout out to Romani Tea Towel.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon. And coming up very soon, we're going to rummage around in some letterboxes.
Yeah. Nothing I would rather do on a Thursday than
be a letterbox.
Yeah, be a letterbox. Such a fun time, isn't it? Get dressed up, get filled with prezzies. But right now, because I want to talk to you about my parents, because they're trolling me more and more. And I don't like it.
Everyone's trolling you. Did you notice I trolled you the other day too?
What did you say?
Under your Insta post.
Oh, yeah. Did you know I messaged under that?
No, I didn't see your troll back.
Yeah, this is good where we just read our Instagram comments live on air. If this isn't gripping radio, I don't know what is. My dad posted under a comment about my exam, right? I posted saying I've got my pilot's exam this Saturday. And some lovely guy named Scotty, he commented and he said, "You will smash it. Don't worry. Wear an analog watch so you can use the bearings and work out degrees offsets from it."
Yeah? How lovely.
What a lovely thing, right? So my dad comments under this, tags this guy Scotty in it, and he said, "He won't understand a bit of that. Ha, ha, ha."
That's your dad?
Yeah, that's my dad.
Oh, he's so lovely. Yeah. Normally. I've just seen what you've written back to mine.
Yeah.
Yes, because you posted the photo of you studying, and I wrote under, "Even if you pass, I'm never flying with you." Mm. And then you wrote, "If you get
stoned enough."
Yeah, you will. Is you can what say you've stoned. Back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But my mum. My mum being very funny. So I had that Donahue shopping list in my on my fridge, right? Donahue being the best person in the world sent
me
a shopping
list. You
didn't
have her shopping list.
Yeah.
That sounds like you've actually got her shop, like what she's shopping for in the weekend. You had a notepad that has Donahue at the top.
Because Donna knows, like sometimes obviously we chat a lot, and I said my life's a bit out of order. So she sent me a notepad with
I've got it in my kitchen too, mate.
Have you been chatting with Donna?
No, I'm not a loser.
What do you mean? Why?
I'm not just calling Donna.
I am. If I had a number, I would. It'd be so annoying.
So on your Donna Hay notepad.
Yeah, for about a year, I had written one thing, electric motorbikes, right? Someone, unbeknownst to me, had written underneath that, and I don't know when, penis enlarges times two, right? Not both for me and my housemate, is the joke they were making. And I did not see this until I got a message out of the blue from my mum. And it said, "Hey, darling, I've been shopping all morning and I'm so sorry. I just can't find those penis enlarges you are
funny.
Looking for."
Are her and your dad together, do they make jokes like that to each other? Or
oh,
only
they've been
to
together
you?
Too long. They don't talk to each other.
Okay. Oh, stop.
What do you mean? Oh. Well, no, that's happy for both of them. Like they've heard all the jokes. They're like, "Oh, yeah, go on in. Tell me about the penis enlarges joke again." Oh, great. Yeah, regale me.
Is it new? Because your dad has been on the Insta what for about a year now, and I haven't believed for that full year that he is who he says he is. I think it's you pretending to be your dad. So you just making jokes under your own post now as your dad.
You know how unorganized I am in my life? Do you really think I have two Instagram accounts?
It'd be funny if you were now your mum as well. You've got three on the go.
Mum's not on the gram.
She's not?
No.
Hate it.
No, that was a personal text message to me. That wasn't for the joy of the masses.
Oh, that was just for you
that
and
was
your mum.
Just a personal text message to me to
is
let me know.
Is that the sort of stuff I'm going to write to my son when he's grown up?
Well, if he writes it on the Donna Hay shopping list that's on your fridge that apparently we've all got. Thanks for making me feel special, Donna.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
We drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, up next, we are spreading the merry with Australia Post.
And still to come, a shock split in the celebrity world this afternoon. I'll tell you who it is, what's gone down. They're a couple that everybody loved together as well.
Brangelina, they're over.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home, the Salvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right.
What I want. Carrie and Tommy's.
What's in our letterbox?
Christmas is a great time to be a letterbox. Make sure you stuff your loved ones' letterboxes this Christmas by sending cards and parcels. Spread the merry with Australia Post.
Fun making dreams come true.
It is.
What dream would you like us to make come true, Jess?
Hi. Hello, Carrie. Hi. Carrie. I'm so excited to be on. I'd actually like a new pair of earrings.
Oh. Okay.
What have we got here? Oh, there is a $2,000 jewelry voucher up for grabs today.
Oh, gosh. Oh, hopefully I choose the right one.
There's a wireless handheld massager. There's a $1,000 beauty and spa voucher, the jewelry voucher, and a $3,000 Australia Post MasterCard gift card. So you can't go wrong here today,
all great
Jess.
Prizes.
Hey,
nothing
Jess.
Nothing wrong with a bit of pampering.
When you hear that there's a wireless handheld massager, do you think I'll use it on myself or I'll use it on someone else?
Definitely. I'll probably get somebody else to use it on me, I think.
Your third option was way better.
Would you like to massage you? Kim Kardashian, Hugh Jackman, Betty White, Gwyneth Paltrow, or Mariah Carey? Who would give the best massage, do you think?
Probably Hugh Jackman, I reckon, would give the best one.
He's got those hands.
He could scratch your back with the claws.
That'd
be so nice.
Right.
All those hard to reach places.
Yes, like one of those. Remember those when we were growing up? We used to have that long stick with a little claw at the end.
Yes.
And you just go down your back. Oh, little cane one.
They still exist, don't they?
Do they?
I think so. Jess, do they still exist?
I have no idea.
Do we not get itchy backs anymore? What happened?
I don't know. Maybe now we've just got fancy things to do it.
I remember those orgasmatrons as well that you put on your head. Do you remember those, Jess?
The little back scratches and stuff. Yeah.
All right. Pick a letterbox, Jess. Which box are we rummaging in today?
Mm. I think I'm going to go with Kim Kardashian. She's very blingy, so hopefully something nice will be in there.
All right. Now, Carrie, these are random, so even though she's blingy, she might also love a Carrie and Tommy mug and tea towel. You know what I'm saying? We don't know.
I know. Well, I do need an updated mug for work, but... I mean, I would love a good prize, but...
Carrie's being so violent with her box, she's almost pulled her over. Bloody hell. Okay.
Jess,
I can see...
the suspense is killing me.
I've got some disappointing news.
Oh, no.
You didn't get the jewellery voucher.
Yes.
Oh, please tell me... Don't disappoint Jess again. Did she also not get the Carrie and Tommy mug and tea towel?
She didn't get that either.
Oh, Jess, I'm so sorry.
But the amazing thing, Jess,
yes,
is you can buy all of that with your $3,000 MasterCard gift card.
Oh, my God! I'm so happy I could cry.
You could probably pay Hugh Jackman to massage you with that money.
I reckon he might be a bit more.
Do you reckon?
You could buy one of those little back scratchy things, though.
I could buy whatever I want.
Oh, you could buy two of them, put one in each hand, pretend you're Wolverine. Good on you, Jess.
That is so amazing. Thank you so much.
Christmas is a great time to be a letterbox. Make sure you stuff your loved ones' letterboxes this Christmas by sending cards and parcels. Spread the merry with Australia Post.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Bit of Britney Bits. This afternoon,
Britta's
she's
in your bit.
Free. Her conservatorship has ended after 13 long years, and she's announced that she is going to do a sit-down with Oprah, where she is going to tell all.
I tell you what,
Oprah's
because
getting all the big names at the moment, isn't she?
Yeah, she has done for a while. But if
she stopped for a while, and then they're all coming back.
Sure.
Did she actually retire at some point?
I have. No idea. But I imagine if I'd been in a conservatorship for 13 years and I was finally out and free and I could do anything I want, do you know how far down on the list sitting down for a chat with Oprah would be?
No, but no one would care to hear you
both
talking to Oprah, whereas we all want to hear what Britney has to say.
Yeah, can't
She's
wait.
Got so much to say. She's done a tiny little video of herself just sort of explaining how good it feels to be free.
So I'm just grateful, honestly, for each day and being able to have the keys to my car and being able to be independent and feel like a woman and owning an ATM card, seeing cash for the first time, being able to buy candles. It's the little things for us women, but it makes a huge difference.
Didn't she burn down her gym with a candle?
Did she?
She should stop buying
candles. Maybe that's
candles.
Why they were taken off.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't remember that.
Do you remember?
No.
Just after she posted that breaking ankle video, she then burned
so
it down.
Sad. Mm. She said she wants to set things square. Than that.
Set things square.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Not straight, square.
Yes.
I was thinking maybe she was getting square things up and set them straight confused.
Yes.
Square things up is an expression, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Oprah, Meghan Markle, who was on Oprah a couple of months ago, has now done Ellen. She's doing the rounds.
What a slide.
Ellen was cancelled.
Yes, she's one step away from doing her next interview with Donahue. Ricky Lake is where I'm appearing.
Does Ellen then do an interview with Oprah?
I don't think Ellen could get on Oprah.
You don't reckon?
No way.
I wonder.
No, years ago, yes.
Anyway, Megan's done an interview with Ellen and she's spoken about how the last time she was on that lot, because they do it at on a Hollywood lot, it was when she was years ago when she was doing auditions. And she explained how back then she drove a Ford Explorer that didn't even have a working door.
Your car that you used to drive to auditions was a very very special car.
Yes, it had a life of its own. So I had this very, very old Ford Explorer Sport. And at a certain point, the key stopped working on the driver's side. So you couldn't get yourself in through the door. So after auditions, I would park at the back of the parking lot and I would open the trunk and climb in and then pull it shut behind me and crawl over all my seats to get out. That's how I would come to and fro.
Need a new Dora on the Explorer.
How long were you sitting on that one?
I was deciding whether or not to say
it's
it.
It's very funny. But why wasn't she going through the passenger door?
Oh, mate, that never happened. That's two real rich people going, I was poor once, and then the crowd going, ha, 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 ha. Oh, God, that never happened. I had a driver the whole time.
Some sad news to end my bits on today.
Oh, thank God.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello have announced they have split up.
Oh, not actually sad.
Yeah, what?
Well, it's not actually.
Well, it is. I thought they were really cute together. After 2 years,
they weren't happy.
They put out a statement saying, hey, guys, we decided to end our romantic relationship with our love for one another as humans is stronger than ever. We started our relationship as best friends and will continue to be best friends. So we appreciate your support from the beginning and moving forward.
Did their statement start with, hey, guys?
Hey, guys.
That's good.
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon, and there is still plenty more to come, the Savo.
So much joy still to come. Mm. Do you remember last week you thought it would be fun to do a new segment called Heel of Fortune?
It's Carrie and Tommy's Heel of Fortune.
Remember who had the biggest ones?
Oh, the whole thing was dumb. I had to guess whose high heel belonged to who.
No, you didn't. You just had to guess how tall their heels were that they wore.
See, I didn't even pay attention. No. So
we play again. Give me one.
I've got something better.
Lady Gaga.
Because what I thought it was we had to guess whose heel it was. You know, like the back of their actual heel.
So because my game wasn't what you'd imagined in your head.
No, it was just boring. No one cares how tall someone's heel is. But you would care to see if someone's got a manky heel, a smooth heel, a bit of like psoriasis. You know, all of that is fascinating. So up next, we're going to play Heel of Fortune, Bickmore Edition.
You know that's not what your game is, right?
Yeah, no, it is. I got Belle to prep it. So we're going to play that next.
Okay.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because we're doing this.
It's Carrie and Tommy's Neil of Fortune.
I'm sorry.
Neil of Fortune. No, we're doing the Heel of Fortune bit.
I thought you promised me manky feet and blisters heels.
Isn't that what is?
And we had to guess which celebrity
Producer
had.
Bell.
What did you say? What was the word you said? Psoriasis or something?
Or what? Tinier and stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
God, I could compete.
Producer Belle, I thought we were doing Heel of Fortune.
I'm so sorry. I misheard you and heard Neil of Fortune and I prepped something completely different.
Like Neil Patrick Harris?
Like celebrities kneeling for proposals.
Sorry?
Oh, see here.
With psoriasis?
Oh, this is actually not bad. This is fun. We can go with this.
Do you want me to treat?
Work with it, guys.
Do you want me to treat your game how you treated my game?
No.
Oh, well, this sucks. This is stupid. Anyway, what else are we doing?
Okay, I'm going to show you a picture, yep, and you're going to tell me who's proposing to who.
Yep.
Picture number one.
Yeah. That is, are they in a car park? Are these celebrities?
They're not in a car park. It's a very, very famous proposal.
What pervert took this picture?
$3 million proposal.
From such a long way away.
Was that's how much the ring was worth?
Is it J-Lo and the guy who was the singer, who I thought was pretty low rent?
No, no. This proposal involved a 50-piece orchestra, yes, and he serenaded her with her favourite Lana Del Rey song.
Oh, so is it Lana Del Rey?
No.
That'd be funny. Babe, here is your favourite song of yours.
All of these celeb couple, yes, all their family and friends hid in the dugout, because this is at...
Oh, so it's not Cheryl Cole and
no,
Zane?
No, it is at a ballpark, like an arena.
Oh.
Do you know Jesse?
Yeah, I think I know.
Oh, is it
A-Rod?
No.
Oh, that's who I thought was the J-Lo one. Anyway, is it Tom Brady and Gisele Bundchen?
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Is it?
Yes. And when he got down on one knee, personalised message went on the scoreboard that flashed, "Please marry me."
Oh, Kanye.
Oh, I get it.
He sung a Lana Del Rey song to her.
No, the 50-piece orchestra.
Sorry,
serenade.
That'd be better, because that would be one of the worst things of all time.
Okay, the next one in our game of Kneel of Fortune.
Yep.
Who's proposing to who here?
Is that producer Annabelle and her partner Ed? Because it looks like what they both wear.
I mean, when you see who it is, it's definitely not.
Have I offended people? Am I going to offend Annabelle here?
No. Yeah. Well,
okay.
Definitely Ed.
Am I? Okay. So Ed is...
They're Australian, this couple.
Oh, great. Perfect. It's...
Where are they?
I can't think of... In a park.
Yes, they are in a park.
Oh, that narrows it down. Park, yeah. Australian. I can't think of one person. Is it Hugh Jackman and...
That doesn't look like Hugh Jackman.
No, I literally can't think of a famous Australian person.
This is a very famous Australian family.
Oh, thank God. You're here. It is...
Bindi Irwin and Chandler Powell.
Oh, Chandler Powell. That's right.
From Friends.
Chandler Powell. Now I recognise that bum. That's Chandler Powell's bum.
Or Ed's, according to you.
Or Ed's.
And the last one in our game.
Hang on, sorry. Belle, how do you feel about being called Bindi?
I couldn't hate you more.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But that was when the show started today.
I think Ed. I don't think Ed vibes with Chandler.
Well, I've never in my life seen Chandler Powell, so I don't know what I've done to Ed's confidence. But if Chandler doesn't happen to look like Ed, I'm sorry. Chandler, if you're listening, hello.
Congrats on Bob as
well. Oh, who's wearing white pants at a beach? What a flog this is. Oh, God, is this Ed and Mel?
This one I think they'd like to be compared to.
Really?
Yeah.
This
one you've mentioned before.
Oh, that's David Beckham.
No, you've mentioned that earlier.
That's Tom Brady and Gisele Bundchen.
No, it's not.
Oh, is that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian? It's Hugh Jackman.
Former New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez proposed to Jennifer Lopez at the Bahamas on the beach.
Yes. Who was the singer she was with?
Mark Anthony.
All stars.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the show's over, Carrie and Tommy can go and sort their Christmas shopping this Christmas. Why not give the gift of a great fragrance from Chemist Warehouse? Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.